If you don't know anyone that you do not know, come up here and shake my hand.
我想我们早上能够这样子一起来敬拜这位伟大的神，够了哈。
And this morning, the fact that we can come and worship this great and awesome God is enough for us.
如果神睁开我们眼睛，看见他真在这里，我相信我们会何等何等的喜乐。
And again, if God really opened our eyes and we may see that He is truly here, how joyous will we be?
也抱歉，我刚刚会前稍微请大家安静了哈，因为这是我们的操练，会前。大家学习安静、肃静、静默，要来朝见神。
I had to remind everybody to come and be quiet as we wait upon the Lord before the service began, because before the Holy God, we come and be silent before Him.
他是主角 ，He is the center.
He is the center.
然后他也是我们聚会的原因。
He is the purpose as why we gather.
他也是我们聚会的内容。
He is the content.Of our gathering.
所以我们每次来到主的面前要有一个说不出来的喜乐。
So every time we come before the Lord, we need to have this inexpressible joy.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们要带着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
The author of Hebrews tells us that we need to bring the fullness of faith, the fullness of assurance as we come to the Lord God.
我相信我们带着这样子的心来到神家回去绝对不一样。
And I know when we come into the house of the Lord this way, we will not return the same.
虽然我常常跟我们教会弟兄姊妹讲说，劳工节退休会是我压力最大的聚会。
And I remind brothers and sisters here at our church that Labor Day conference is actually the one conference where I'm pressured the most.
因为底下坐了一大堆听过几年、十年、二十年、三十年我信息的人。
And there are many, many people who sit here that has heard my message for the last 20, 30 years.
但是我也要跟大家说，在老公节退休会常常是我里面非常非常喜乐的聚会。
And I will tell you, it is also a time where it brings me great joy.
像昨天晚上这么多人从坟墓里面跑出来，
And last night, so many people came out of the grave. Amen. Praise God.
我是真的很感动，看到那些人挤得满满的，我真的很感动。
People rushing up on the stage.
People need Jesus.
People need Jesus.
我们来这里虽然有很好的聚会、很好的讲员、很好的 worship， 但是没有一件事情比得上我们遇见神这么重要的事情。
We have wonderful messages, wonderful worship, wonderful services, but nothing can compare with meeting and encountering Jesus.
然后更不要说我在很多的地方看见弟兄姊妹那么认真的在厨房、在餐厅。我没想到居然会吃完饭没多少分钟，餐厅干干净净的。
And then amazingly, I see all the brothers who are serving in the cafeteria and the dining hall, and a few minutes after we eat, it is completely cleaned up.
敬拜团队在这里排演，孩子的 program 各方面，我非常感动。我觉得都是爱神、爱神家的见证。
The worship team being here rehearsing and the children program progressing and everybody diligently serving the Lord because we love the Lord, we love His house.
我昨天早上在你们很多城根门口。犹豫了很久，不敢进去照相。
Yesterday morning, I was actually quietly walking around, observing the morning devotions. I didn't want to walk in and take pictures.
我怕打断你们，但是我很感动，一群一群的人一大早在这里啊。
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I was very moved that there are groups and groups of people early in the morning coming before the Lord God.
虽然在中国八点钟不叫 early in the morning.
Even though in China, 8 o'clock is not quite early anymore.
但是从我们96年进中国，说中国的早晨5点钟。
Since 96, when we entered into China in the ministry, 5 o'clock is when they began.
现在早上11点起来都说我清晨11点起来晨更的时候。
So we here, we say, oh, I wake up in the morning to draw near to the Lord at 11 a.m.
我希望我们真的是在主的面前每天早上第一件事情到至高者面前去打卡。
And again, the reminder is everything, the very first thing we do in the morning is that we clock in with the Lord.
谢谢主又给我一天。
Thank the Lord that Lord you've given me another day.
每早晨爱都新鲜的，每早晨有新的计划，有新的恩典在我身上。
Every morning is new. Every morning has your plan, has your grace in my life.
又是一天跟主同行，又是一天为主而活。
It's another day that I can walk with you. Another day that I can live for you.
我们感谢主哈。
But again, we thank the Lord.
那我第一堂信息讲过说，这次的主题讲说神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
The theme of this conference is, O City of God, glorious things are spoken of you.
你可能会说这个题目到底跟我有什么关系
？And again, some of you may be thinking, what does this message have anything to do with me?
我生活一大堆的问题。都解决不完的，这个城跟我有什么关系
？I've also a problem in my life. What does this city have anything to do with me?
我就是要告诉弟兄姊妹，这个城。 不仅跟你大大有关，而且息息相关。
And brothers, I want to tell you that this city has greatly relation to your life and is intimately related to you.
翻译的太棒了，你什么事情它都跟你有关的。
Every single thing in your life has something to do with you.
你真看见的时候就不一样。
If you truly understand and see, it will be different.
所以在我开始今天第二堂信息以前，我们先读一节经文啊。
As before we start the service today, and we want to read these verses or my message today.
七位天使中有一位来对我说：“你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。”我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的新耶路撒冷。
Then one of the seven angels came to me and talked to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain.And show me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
你们有谁想先知道电影的结局才去看电影的？
How many of you wants to know the ending of a movie and then go watch the movie? Can you please raise your hand?
有没有人想知道 NBA 比赛的结局才去看比赛的？
Anybody who wants to understand, know the outcome of the finals of the NBA finals before you go watch it?
Aaron 没讲实话，他有时候忙到没有空看那个别人要告诉他结果，他都说不要讲，不要讲，等我看。
So Aaron, when he's too busy to watch the game, he doesn't want to know who wins. He wants to watch the game for himself.
这一节告诉我们将来整个人类的结局。
This verse has already told us the end of humanity.
当我只是挑一两节，有一天神的儿子要再降临。
One day the Son of God will return.
而且有一天新天新地要降临。
And a day will come when the new heaven and new earth will come.
这里告诉我们说羔羊的妻就是羔羊的心腹指的教会。
Here it tells us that the bride, the lamb's wife is concerning the church.
就是圣城新耶路撒冷要从天而降。
This great city, the holy Jerusalem will descend out of heaven.
你我都在这个城里面。
You and I are all in this city.
你我永世的结局都跟这个城发生关系。
Our eternal destination conclusion has everything to do with the city.
将来我们在永世里面过什么样子的生活，跟我们今生发生绝对的关系。
How we live in eternity have everything to do with how we live our lives today.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道这些话都不是那么遥远的。我知道很多人跟我说，余弟兄，我对主再来一点感觉都没有。
Brothers, I want to tell you that these words are not far-fetched.But I do hear brothers who tells me that I have no sense of urgency concerning the Lord's return.
那些将来要发生的事情，我从来都没有那个感受，我只是知道而已。
Those things that are going to happen, I don't have any emotions regarding them. I know it in my head.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要知道的。
Brothers, you must know it.
所以我前一阵子说要从永恒来看今生。
So I said earlier that we need to look at this life from eternity's perspective.
你就会用完全不同的态度跟优先顺序来过你的今生。
Then you will live your life with a whole different priority, a whole different attitude.
我那次好像只跟中文组讲的，你们英文组没听到。我举了一个很俗气的例子。
And I think I gave this illustration when I was preaching to the Chinese ministry. So I'm going to give it again.
那个很熟悉的例子要怎么讲
？Something that is very very common.
okay. 我说，假如现在有一个人，假如哈，听好，假如哈。
Let's say, it's not for real. Let's say.
你今天下午六点钟以前，你凑集到$500,000的话。
五十万
500,000.
You got $500,000 this afternoon. You were able to raise $500,000.
你会得到一个，我上次讲五百万，现在有人看不起五百万，五千万的豪宅哈。五千万是$50 million.
哦，你还豪宅是什么？
啊，
豪宅是什么？豪宅是什么？
哦，豪宅是 mansion 啊。
Oh, okay. Yeah, a $50 million mansion.
他太单纯了。你干不干
would you do it? Would you go after it?
我在意大利一讲，年轻人就说，这是诈欺。
When I gave this example in Italy, and they said, oh, there's some trickery going on here.
我跟他说不是诈欺，而且也不是真的，我说假设。
I said, I'm not trying to trick you. I said, just let's, for example.
那就假装是真的，好不好？
Let's say it's real. $500,000 to buy a $50 million mansion.
你会不会整个调整你今天的生活？
Well, would you reprioritize your entire life?
你或者不行，我正在打 game， 等我打完。
You say no, 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 no. I'm in the middle of playing a video game. I don't have time to go get that.
你说不行，我今天要先去 Costco 买，家里面没蛋。
I need to go to Costco because I'm out of eggs.
啊，你说我的老板今天叫我一定要去上班，我非去上班不可。
So my boss says I need to go work today, then I have to go to work.
啊，我们可能会找很多很多很多的理由说我不行，我不行。
And we'll have many, many excuses and say no, I can't do it right now.
你也可能会说五十万太多，五万块好不好
？And you say okay, maybe $500,000 that's too much, but what about $50,000?
就是下午六点到的时候，不管你是用什么原因，你相信也好，不相信也好，你有预备或是没预备，你的理由是这个是那个，我不管你啊。
When it comes to 6 o'clock, regardless of what your excuses are, whether you accumulated that fund,
你带来的人果然得到五千万豪宅。
The person that you brought here actually is giving you a $50 million home.
Mansion,
not just a home.
然后你其他人就说，哎呀，我为什么？你为什么不早说？我早告诉你。
And then everybody would look at this man and say, wait, why didn't you tell me earlier?
你为什么不告诉我是真的？
Why didn't you tell me this was for real?
圣经上说的都是真的。
Everything the Bible said is for real.
当然这个例子我说过很俗气啊。
And I said again, this story probably be a little silly.
你千万不要以为我说要用今生换永恒，弟兄提醒我说不要让人家以为永生是可以换的啊。
And when I say that we need to exchange eternity for the temporal,the other way around. Exchange the temple for eternal. This is not something that, in truth, that we can do.
Yeah, not for eternal life. 你不是说用今生去得到永生？永生是神给的。
You're not exchanging the temple for eternal life. Eternal life is something that God gives us.
而是我重生以后，我整个价值观、我的人生观、我的未来，我通通有新的眼见。和优先顺序。
But that when I'm born again, ever since that day, I have a whole different set of priority. I have a whole new perspective.
所以保罗才能说我为着我自战自轻的苦楚，是为着那极重无比永远的荣耀。
That's what Paul's able to say that for this light and momentary reflection, it is for that glorious purpose to come.
请你跳出我刚才讲的钱的这个观念，好，就是要从属灵的角度看这件事情。
So jump out of the example that I just gave from the perspective of monetary value, but we need to look at it from a spiritual perspective.
所以你从未来，从永恒看今天。你一定会用今天，你会善用你的时间，善用你的机会，用正确的价值观。跟优先顺序过你的人生。
So if you look at today from eternity, all of a sudden you're going to live this day with a whole new different set of priority, the correct and the right priorities.
好，我今天就要讲第二堂了啊。
So today we're coming to the second message.
啊，因为我的前言都太长了。
And I know all my introductions are very, very long.
哦，我今天早上就想起我妈妈对姐妹聚会们的一句名言。
And I remember my mom's famous words when she was ministering at the sisters' meeting, gathering.
只有三个字，有没有姊妹记得的？
There are only three words that she often said.
怎么都是弟兄记得？
How come only brothers remember?
扫罗说。
Oh, don't chit-chat.
他们姊妹们请我妈妈去分享这个婚姻幸福的秘诀，我妈对姊妹说，扫罗说。
And when the sisters asked my mom to share what is the secret of a wonderful marriage, she says, don't say too much. Keep your words for you.
三个字智慧之言、
These are words of wisdom.
你看，只有弟兄记得，姊妹都不记得。
So only brothers remember, none of the sisters remember.
所以我前面要少啰嗦，但是我还是要简单复习一下昨天讲的。
And again, I don't have time to say too much about the introduction, but I still want to give everybody a review.
神的城为什么荣耀？
Why is the city of God glorious?
第一天我讲到是因为神的同在和他的赐福，而我们有份于这个荣耀。
Number one, because of his presence and because of his blessings.
我们讲到神的同在，那是太伟大的事。
And again, when we speak of the presence of God, it's a glorious thing.
我们就是信心没有调进去。看见聚会中神的同在，看见我生活中活在以马内利的境界。
And we have not mingled our faith with our living, that we do not see that we are in the presence of God. We are in Emmanuel.
所以我们很容易软弱，很容易被搅扰，很容易被世界捆绑。
So a lot of time we are bothered, we are hindered, and we are bound by the world.
假如你现在上了计程车
，So let's say you got onto a taxi cab.
计程车司机问你去哪里
，And the driver asks you, "Where do you want to go?"
你说到白宫
，He says, "Go to the White House."
他一定回头看你是谁。
He'll turn around and look at you and say, "Who are you?"
到白金汉宫，到皇宫去。
I want to go to the Buckingham Palace.
大家都会觉得你是何许人物。
And they will all wonder, "Who are you?"
你说你去那干嘛
？Then they'll ask, "What are you going there for?"
你说那是我家。
That's my house.
今天来教会有这样子的心态吗
？Do you have that attitude, hard attitude?
这是神的家。
This is God's house.
但是摩西告诉我们。他不光 从根骨直到永远他是神。
Moses tells us not only is he the God from everlasting to everlasting.
他说你世世代代做我们的居所。
As from generation to generation, you have been a shelter unto us.
今天早上你如果有读教会灵修经文诗篇二十七篇说我要一生一世住在他的殿中向他求问。
Psalm 27 is our scheduled daily devotion reading for our church that all the days of my life I will behold the beauty of the Lord.I will inquire of the Lord.
所以你下次搭 Uber 搭计程车来教会的时候，就告诉他说我到神的家去了。
So next time if you're taking Uber to come to church on Sunday, tell them you're going to God's house.
他不光同在，这是大事。
And not only is a great thing that He is with us.
他的居所在这，他的宝座在这。
His dwelling place is here. His throne is established here.
而且锡安的百姓蒙福无穷。
And the people of Zion are blessed without limits.
最大的祝福就是神的儿子。
The greatest blessing is the Son of God Himself.
神把天上各样属灵的福气。都在基督里赐给我们。
All the heavenly blessings are given to us in Christ Jesus.
整个所有的神的受造，整个万有都比不上神的儿子耶稣基督。
All of creation, all the things that God has brought to be, cannot be compared with His Son.
既然舍了他的儿子，岂不把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们
？If He has given us His Son, would He not give us all things to us freely?
所以神的儿女们来到神家，打开圣经，祷告，亲近神。任何属灵有关的事都是蒙大福的事情。
So, every time we come to the presence of the Lord, we come to His house, we open up the Scripture, we encounter the Lord. Any one of these things, we are greatly blessed.
我们承受基督，承受那无可比的基督。
We are here to inherit Christ, this Christ that is immeasurable, the incomprehensible. Comparable.
所以不仅承受祝福，我们就很自然地成为祝福了。
Not only are we recipients of the blessings of the Lord, we ourselves become a blessing.
你被神摆到哪里，都能够在各处显扬因认识基督而有的香气。
No matter where you are placed, you give off the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
Okay, 扫罗说讲第二堂。
Okay, now, so we got to quickly go to the second message.
锡安因着神的经营和建造而荣耀。
Zion is glorified because of God's management and construction.
你知道我每次在默想这些题目的时候，我自己里面都觉得很澎湃。
觉得什么？
Excited.
Oh, every time I think about these topics, I get really excited.
这个其实我的第一段是我年初讲过的哈。
And this first part, those of you who are here, this is what I have spoken on the first part of this year.
这座城为什么荣耀？它被称为神的城，是因为三位一的神一起来经营建造这座城。
She is called the city of God. She is the because she's the masterpiece jointly built by the triune God.
我们讲到我们要建造成为神的居所之前。我们自己要先被神建造。
Before we can be brought together and to be all built up to be the dwelling place of God, we ourselves needs to be built up.
那座荣耀的城要能够降临，我们这些都需要被神先来建造。
For the coming of that glorious city, we individually needs to be built by the Lord.
你看，我们要盖房子的话，你不见得是讲 Bethel， 你任何人要盖房子。
Let's say we need to go build any building. It's not just the Bethel Hall.
我底下讲的每一个都很重要 ，architect 重不重要？设计师。
Everything that we're going to talk about, they're all very important. The architect is very important, right?
建筑商重不重要？
The general contractor, the contractors you have, is it important?
他用的材料重不重要
？The material that they use is it important？
台湾921大地震跟汶川大地震，很多楼有的倒，有的不倒。
These great earthquakes that are in Taiwan or in China, some buildings came down, some buildings did not.
因为有些材料叫豆腐渣，你知道吗？
Yeah,
你知道啊。
Some of them are just like garbage.
它应该像 concrete 那么强，结果像豆腐的这个。
So it should have been concrete, but they're like
the
remnant of a tofu.
So
byproduct of making tofu.
所以一震就倒了，压死了多少人
？So when the earth begins to shake, they fall down.
所以所有的有关的东西都很重要。
So everything that pertains to this building is very important.
那这座城被称为神的城。 三位一的神都在建造。
And this city that is called the city of God, the triune God are all involved.
第一个父神，他说这座神是一座有根基的城，是神所经营所建造的。
Number one, the Father God himself, it says that it is a city with a foundation. He himself manages it.
啊，你要讲是神在这里，他的 economy 也可以，神整个的经营。都在他的计划中。
It is his economy, his thought is pertaining to this city.
我这只是复习，我不多讲。第二个讲到基督。
And secondly, we talk about Christ.
我这里提了四件事情。
And four things that are mentioned here.
基督是独一的根基，保罗说从此以外没有别的根基。
He is the only foundation. Apart from him, there's no other foundation.
基督是蓝图，不久以前我们刚讲过，山上的样式本质就是讲到。基督就是山上样式的真实。
Jesus Christ is the blueprint. When Moses got the pattern on the mount, it speaks of the reality of who Christ is.
他是准神，因为他是 cornerstone.
He is the standard. He is the very cornerstone.
Cornerstone 不光是做 foundation， 他也做准神，长宽高都根据这条线。
This cornerstone is not just laid for the foundation, but it sets its edges and sets its height, width, and length.
我们也讲到建材。材料也是基督。
And we talk about the material for the construction, it is also Christ himself.
因为他不光是根基。
Because not only is Christ the foundation.
彼得告诉我们说基督是 living stone, 是活石。
Because Peter tells us that he is the living stone.
他说你们来到主的面前，中文翻说也就像活石。
And this, the scripture tells us, coming to him as to a living stone, you also as living stone.
他说 like living stone, 但是有一半以上的英文翻译说 as living stone, 所以我们也是活石。
So many of the translation tells us that we are as living stones. We too ourselves are living stones.
启示录二十一章讲到各式各样的宝石，讲到圣徒们。
Revelation chapter 21 talks about all sorts of precious stones. It speaks of all the saints.
讲到珍珠门十二个支派。
And these are pearly gates of the 12 tribes.
讲到城墙的十二个根基，十二位使徒。
And of the 12 foundations that are laid of the 12 disciples.
你知不知道你是城里面的一部分啊？
Do you know that you are a part of this city?
真的知道吗？
Do you really know?
所以我们今生一定要好好的、认真的让圣灵来改变我们。
So in this life, we need to diligently and seriously allow the Holy Spirit to change and transform us.
既然只有是基督
，If the material is only but Christ Himself.
换句话说，今天你我活出了多少内住的基督，这都是将来的建材。
In another word, how much of the indwelling Christ resides in you and resides in me is the material of that city to come.
所以我们的 measurement, 我们的 capacity, 我们这个人的度量，通通根据我们今天在多少的事情上经历基督，得着基督，活出基督来。
Our measurement, our capacity has everything to do with how much we've experienced Christ and how much we have lived out Christ.
第三个，圣灵赐下的智慧、能力和各样的恩赐，一起来完成建筑的大功。
Thirdly, you see that the Holy Spirit gives the wisdom, the power, and the various gifts to complete this great work of construction.
所以你看到了圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一的神一起来建造这座城。
You see that the Holy Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God together, is building up the city.
所以你可以说这是三位一神共同有的杰作。
And it is the masterpiece of the triune God.
这是一个宇宙性的，是一个万古不朽的一个杰作。
It is universal, is of all time, a masterpiece that will not perish.
昨天二哥讲到引用Rick Warren 一句话说，神不制造垃圾，是吧？
Pastor Manchild was sharing that that God doesn't create any garbage.
神不光不 create garbage.
God not only does not create garbage.
神只做杰作。
He only creates masterpiece.
他所有做的都是杰作。
Everything that he makes is a masterpiece.
更不要说三位一的神一起做。
And not to say that the triune God is having this common effort.
那我们今天能不能成为杰作？
So whether we ourselves can become a masterpiece.
关键不在于神，他非常想把我们做成杰作。
The criticality is not on God's part.
问题出在
，The problem is
我们的自由意志
，Our free will.
我记得于苏姆年初的时候曾经讲过，神最大的仇敌。
Pastor Nancy shared at the very beginning of the year that God's greatest enemy.
就是人本主义 humanism.
As humanism.
我们什么都是以我为中心。
We are self-centered on all things.
你有没有帮一个一岁多的小男孩 理过头发？
Have you ever cut hair for a one-year-old toddler?
那是杰作。如果他还是个样子的话。
If it still turns out looking decent, it's masterpiece.
要么你技术很棒。
Either you are very skillful.
要么你就是让他睡得死沉沉的，他赶快剪。
Or you wait till he's completely dead asleep before you cut his hair.
只要这个小家伙有自由意志，你难办得很。
While this little toddler still has his free will, it's very, very difficult.
神最伟大的这个能力还不是显在创造宇宙。
God's greatest power is not displayed in its creation.
他说有就有，命立就立。
He spoke and it came to be.
所有东西全部出来。
Everything came to be by his word.
他所造的万物去为了 教育约拿，大鱼听他的，日头听他的，风听他的，小虫听他的，什么都听他的。
For the sake of disciplining Jonah, God caused the fish, the wind, even the little worm, everything to listen to the word and the command of the Lord.
最难办的就是人，连神的仆人约拿，神说你发怒合理吗？他说我发怒到死都合理。
The most difficult for God is man. Look at Jonah. God asked Jonah, is it reasonable for you to be upset and angry? He says, absolutely, to the point of death.
你不会同情神吗？
Do you sympathize with God?
天天在处理这么多人。
Every single day he's dealing with all these people.
我的指头要指到我了。
I need to point at myself too.
太麻烦了。
We are so difficult.
我曾经讲过，你所有用的东西突然有自由意志，我跟你说你活不下去。
I've asked you before, I gave you this illustration. Everything you use, if all of a sudden it has a free will, there's no way for you to live anymore.
你要刷牙，他说你嘴巴太臭，我不进去。
You want to brush your teeth, your toothbrush says your breath stinks. I'm not going in there.
你要穿鞋子，他说你袜子没换，换一双我再走。
And you want to put on your shoes, you better put new socks on. I'm not going to let your feet in here.
你要开车，他说你昨天 quota 用完，我今天休息。
And you want to drive your car says you got yesterday's quota. I'm resting today.
或是他很委屈的跟你说，你最近喜新厌旧，老是开 Tesla 不开我了。
And then your car says, oh man, you're showing favoritism. You're driving that Tesla all the time. You haven't been driving me. I'm not going.
你活得下吗？
Can you live?
你所有东西有自由意志，你一定有一个祷告，就是主耶稣，愿你快来。
And if everything in your life has a free will of its own, I'm pretty sure you're going to have this prayer, Jesus, come back quickly.
所以我连书给了你们一个图哈，米开朗基罗他做了很多旷世杰作。
And so I gave you a picture before. Michelangelo has many, many wonderful statues.
有的时候一些被 abandoned 的这种 marble 这种大石头没有人要用的。
And oftentimes there are marbles that are abandoned. Nobody would use it to create a masterpiece.
但是他却能够看透了，然后用他的手做出旷世杰作。
And then he would look at this particular marble, and then he would create a masterpiece out of it.
别人拿我们没办法，很多时候说老实话，我拿我自己都没有办法。
People can't do anything with us. Oftentimes we can't even do anything with ourselves.
不要说别人讨厌我们，很多时候连我自己都很讨厌。
I'll tell you, not only people are sick and tired of us, oftentimes we are sick and tired of ourselves.
但是神从来不丢弃我。
But God never ever abandons us.
神从来不丢弃我。
He will never forsake me.
约拿被打发去尼尼微的使命在第三章就结束了。
And Jonah, when he was sent to Nineveh, could have concluded at chapter 3.
但是约拿记却有四章。
But the book of Jonah had the fourth chapter.
因为约拿的生命还没被改变。
Because the life of Jonah has not yet been changed.
所以整个第四章，神调度万有来训练。
So you see that entirety of chapter 4, God caused all things to come and turn Jonah.
把约拿改成合他心意的器皿。
That Jonah would be a man after his own heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是神手中的杰作。
Brothers and sisters, we are.The masterpiece in God's hand.
好，这是讲到神三个一的神的杰作。第二个，我们看到因着神的建造，锡安的荣耀成为仇敌的羞辱。
We got to quickly come and look at the second point. Because of God's construction, the glory of Zion has become the reproach of the enemy.
啊，不光我们是神手中的工作，我们很荣耀。
And not only are we glorious, because we are the masterpiece of God's hand.
这你要讲到因着我们被改变了。
But here, because we've been changed.
神的荣耀可以透过我们被彰显的时候。
When God's glory can be seen through you and me.
这个荣耀叫撒旦羞耻的。
But this glory causes.Great reproach.
所以为什么以赛亚书四十三章第七节说，凡称为我名下的子民，是我为了自己的荣耀， 所创造、所做成、所造作的。
Isaiah said that all those who've been created in my name has been formed and be made in my for my glory.
我们跟隔壁讲哈，我活着是为着神的荣耀。讲完了哈，不光神创造我们为着他的荣耀。
Not only are we created for His glory,
也是为着他的荣耀所做成、所造作的。
We are made through His glory.
所以你现在在跟隔壁讲。
So now say to the person next to you.
我最近所有的遭遇都是为着神的荣耀。
Everything that I'm encountering right now is for God's glory.
哎，我发现你们要么就是很属灵，要么你们活得很幸福哈。
Either you're very spiritual or you're in tranquility as you live your days.
你讲这句话，没有一个人带着眼泪，还都在笑笑的
讲。Nobody is shedding any tears. You're all laughing and giggling.
你真放到流泪谷还能够说这句话，这是真信心。
If you're really placed in the valley of Baca and you can still say these words, that is.
保罗、希拉被吓到监里，还能够祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Paul and Silas, when they were thrown into the dungeon, they could still praise and worship God. That is real.
所以在这里讲到我们今天因着神的荣耀，那我底下读两三处的经文。第一个，诗篇第二篇，这是弥赛亚诗篇。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上。
Psalm chapter 2, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall hold them in derision, then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in their sleep, in their deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
锡安叫仇敌受羞辱，叫仇敌惊恐。第一件事情，道成肉身的耶稣基督已经完全得胜。
Zion causes great reproach and fear upon the enemy because the Son of Man who came in the flesh has already defeated him.
他从死里复活，借着死已经败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
He rose from the dead. By death, he has destroyed the enemy.
神说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。神就把这一位得胜的基督立在锡安，做锡安的君王。
God says, "You are my son, and I have established you as the king in the hill of Zion."
其实光这个已经够我们可以羞辱仇敌了。
This itself is enough to put shame to the enemy.
但是因为神爱我们，叫我们有份于这个荣耀，有份于基督的得胜。
But God loves us because He wants us to be partakers of this glory and the victory of Jesus Christ.
所以以弗所书三章二十一节。不光讲到他在基督里已经得到荣耀，他也要在教会里得到荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。
So Ephesians chapter 3 verse 21 tells us that not only has Christ been glorified, but he also wants to obtain glory through his church until eternity to come.
所以我们不光是因着基督以神为贵，因神而贵。
So we are not only in loyalty because of God.
好，所以我就很简单讲三个点就好，很快带过去啊。
And very quickly, just these three points that I want to illustrate for everybody.
第一个，说到我们都是他的杰作嘛，刚才说了。
We already talked about we're all the masterpiece of God.
所以万事互相效力，就是要叫我们像耶稣，成为神手中的杰作。
So all things work together for the good of those who love God, that we may become the workmanship of God.
让我们能够充满了荣耀。
That we may be filled with glory.
充满了永恒的价值。
That we have an eternal value.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们同被建造。
We are all being built up together.
是要成为神的居所。
That we are to be a dwelling place of God.
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在，以弗所书二章。
The Ephesians tells us that we would be the dwelling place where the Holy Spirit resides.
所以我们被神建造，一方面成为杰作，第二方面成为神的居所，它充满在我们中间。
Again, as we are being built up, not only are we the masterpiece of God, we become the very dwelling place of God. He is with us.
第三个，我们在这里被建造，以弗所书第四章告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 4 tells us as we are being built up,
我们成为基督的身体。
That we become the body of Christ.
要让这个身体满有基督长成的身量。
That this body would attain to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以充满了基督的生命和能力。
That is full of the life and the power of Christ.
所以我刚刚只讲了三个点哈。第一个。
These three points. Number one.
成为他手中的杰作
to become the masterpiece within his hand,
充满了荣耀和价值
a full of glory, full of value.
第二个，成为神的居所
Secondly, that we would become the dwelling place of God.
充满了他的同在
and is full of the presence of God.
第三个，成为基督的身体
and thirdly, to become the body of Christ.
充满了他的生命和能力
and to be full of his life and his power.
你不觉得这三件事情都太伟大了吗
Friends, aren't these three things wonderful and aren't they great?
让我们竟然可以有份于神这么伟大的三件事情
that we would be a part of these three wonderful things of God
我跟你说好神虽然没有造垃圾
and I would tell you God never creates garbage
但是很多人自甘堕落成为垃圾
a lot of people fall and is willing to be garbage
甚至很多时候垃圾比我们还干净
and I will tell you oftentimes sometimes garbage is cleaner than who we are
以前有个传道人说我们在这里骂这个人狼心狗肺
and sometimes when we call scold somebody and say they're heartless
这狼心狗肺怎么分这个一个 wolf 的 heart
yeah,
yeah, he's a dog the...
what pastor you said you got a wolf's heart and a dog's lungs
这是非常骂人的话，对不对
？When you say these words, you're really, really putting somebody down.
你下次骂的时候，旁边只要有狼有狗，他一定说你为什么侮辱我
？And if you say that use these exact same words, if there was truly a wolf or truly a dog next to you, they would say, why are you making me look bad?
你应该骂他说你这个人堕落的像人心人肺。
And you are so fallen, you have the heart of a man.
因为人心比万物都诡诈
because the heart of man
坏到极处谁能识透呢
is more wicked than anything to, who may understand it who may know it
神没有造垃圾
God never creates garbage
我们却变成垃圾
but we ourselves become garbage ourselves
因为我们糟蹋了神给我们的救恩
because we squandered we wasted the salvation of the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹我们在这里讲到这三件事情以后
so brothers after I talk about these three things
我希望读一下尼希米记第六章
I want to read Nehemiah chapter 6
他说我们一切的仇敌视为的外邦人听见了便惧怕愁眉不展因为见这工作完成是出乎我们的神
Verse 16, and it happened when all our enemies heard of it, and all the nations around us saw these things, they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God.
我们最近正在读《尼希米记》。
We're reading the book of Nehemiah right now.
尼希米用52天把神百姓遭大难受凌辱的这个局面整个扭转过来。
Nehemiah in 52 days had turned the tide. They were being humiliated, intimidated, and in great danger.
他把所有仇敌给的羞辱、恐吓、危险全部丢还给仇敌。
Again, all the humiliation, all the intimidation and danger, he threw it back at their enemies.
然后带着百姓在城墙上唱诗赞美，声音达到远处。
And brought the people of God to stand on the walls and to praise that it would reach to a far, far place.
我花几分钟简单讲一下我们上一次的建堂之路。
I want to take a few minutes to summarize the highlights of the last.Go around when we acquired this property.
因为尼希米记所描述的景况跟我们当时很像。
Because what the illustration in the book of Nehemiah very much mirror what we went through.
我们虽然是一个小小的教会，也成立了几年，弟兄姊妹也很彼此相爱。
We're a very small church. We've been established for a few years. Brothers and sisters love one another.
但是我们跟主的关系，我们生命的情形，我们对教会的概念都很薄弱。
Our relationship with the Lord, our understanding of God's will, and all of these things that we're still very immature.
结果神突然应许，甚至命令说叫我们来得这地，要立刻上去得那地为业，你们足能得胜。
And God very quickly gave us the opportunity, and with His word and promise, it said, "Come immediately, come and take possession of this land. You are more than able to overcome."
我们都以为听错了。
And we all thought that we misheard God.
我们不需要这么大的地方。
We do not need a facility this big.
我们更没有能力买这么大的地方。
We do not have the ability to acquire a place this big.
所以那时候我们也是分了五个 committee. 那 Pastor Nancy 是负责祷告的 committee.
And we have 5 committees that were formed at the time. Pastor Nancy was responsible for the prayer committee.
我们非常 appreciate 他祷告之后帮我们列了三个巨人，三个 giants.
And through their prayer, they established the 3 giants that is before us.
可不可以帮我打出来，好吧？三个。第一个是 get the permit.
These were the giants at the time. Number one, to get the permit.
第二个得到合约合同。
Number two, to get the deal.
第三个得到资金。
And thirdly, to get the money.
这是非常理性、非常正确的顺序。
These are the order, a very logical order, that we need to go through.
所以我们就跟市政府联络，说我们这块地要改成教会用地。
So we contacted the city and let the city know that we want to have the permit to be able to use this facility as a place of worship.
我们以为很简单。
We thought it would be very simple.
市政府律师一接电话就告诉我们说，你们连想都不要想。
The lawyer of the city got the phone call and told us, you guys don't even think about it.
我们不可能把这块地给你们变成教会用地。
There's no way we're going to rezone this facility for church use.
所以得到许可是最理性的一件事情，政府不许你买它干嘛？
So to get the permit is the most logical progression, because if the city wouldn't allow it, then why would we purchase this place?
如果政府说可以，那么接着我们想办法买到它。
If the city says yes, we will allow you to change the usage, then okay, we'll try to buy it.
要买到它也不容易，因为很多竞争者。
So to be able to acquire it is also difficult because there were a lot of competitors.
你知道我们这个地的拥有人是个犹太人，他每一年是用1600万在付 property tax， 1600万啊。
The owner of this property was Jewish, and every year he had to pay over $1 million in property.
$16 million.
$16 million property tax.
那我想灵粮堂也好，先锋教会也好，都是1600万、1600万买的。
And the other churches nearby, the bigger churches, they were purchased with about $16 million.
啊，所以虽然那时候经济不景气，但是他一开价只开700万。听说 UPS、FBI 很多人都想要来买。
And so because the economy wasn't so great, his opening offer was $7 million and it drew a lot of attention.
后来都到我们准备要出价要跟他签约的时候，湾区最大的 developer。一张支票就把它买去了。
And right when we were about to submit an offer, the biggest developer here in the Silicon Valley wrote a check and purchased the property.
所以三个巨人不是形容词，真的是巨人。
And when we talk about giants, they are truly giants.
第三个得到资金。
And thirdly, to get the money.
我们教会那时候只有100多个人。
And we have about 100 members here at church.
真正有 income 的90多个人。
And those who really have an income is about 90 people.
如果算奉献单位，这是我跟别的教会主任牧师他问我的，我才知道什么叫奉献单位。夫妻两个一家人的奉献就算一个单位，虽然两个都奉献。
And so offering units, even though there's a couple, they both work, they both give in offerings, but they count it as one unit.
我们教会就有60多个奉献。
We have about 60 some odd unit in that description.
他们教会500多个奉献单位，为了买300块的地方，一直买不下来。
And
300多万的地方。
And there was a church that had an offering units in the 500s, but they could not purchase a property that's about $3 million.
后来他把我请下去跟他们分享以后，他们买下来了。
And they asked me to go and share with the congregation, and they were able to acquire the property.
因为主任牧师打断我的话，他说：“余牧师，你们只有六十多个单位，竟然没有贷款。”我说没有贷款。
And he actually interrupted me as I was sharing his congregation. He says, you only have 60 units of people that can offer, but you guys did not finance the loan.
对我们是天文数字。
And it is a heavenly number for us.
而且更糟糕，不应该讲更糟糕，我们中间没有财主。
And we really don't have anybody that is wealthy in our midst.
或是有不让我知道，没关系，说不定我们也有，我也不知道。
Maybe there are some that are very wealthy that I'm not aware of, but it's okay.
所以三个都是巨人，真的是巨人。
So all three of these things are truly giants.
我们认为最简单的第一个，后来变成最难的。
And we thought that what was supposed to be the simplest to get the permit, it became the most challenging.
而且更糟糕的事情。
And what's even worse?
我是不愿意称神的幽默了哈。
And I did not want to say that God was humorous or.
他把第一个最关键、最重要的搬到第三个。你看第二张图。
He decided to take the most critical, the most important. He put it as the third phase of what we need to take down.
所以你没有拿到 permit， 你就跑去签约，然后就去凑钱。
So we were kind of instructed, directed in the path that before we got the permit, go get the deal and then go get the money.
然后拿不到 permit。那你怎么跟天下人交代
？And if you got the deal, you got the money, you can't get the permit, then what? How do you explain to everybody?
那主稍微改一下，如果把得到这个合同放后面，或是把得到资金放后面， 都容易很多，对不对？
If God rearranged these giants such that getting the deal, getting the money is at the latter phase, that would have been easier.
所以我们那一次买会所好几个环节，就像一个项链的所有珍珠掉一个，就决定不可能买成。
And there were so many events that were intricately linked. Any one of those breaks, then there's no way for us to acquire this property.
所以我到外地去，很多人买会所干嘛都跟我们请教一下我们的经验，但是在他们很惊讶神这么多大能的介入的时候。
And so a lot of brothers and sisters, different churches have asked us to share with our journey. And when they begin to hear how God intervened and cuts through once and again.
因为每一个步骤这个巨人的倒下来都是因为神大能和恩典的介入，我们自己解决不了。
Because every time a giant fell, it's because God cut in. We could not have done it ourselves.
因为合同被人家买去了。
Because the property actually was purchased by someone.
神却叫我们教会用祷告叫他给还回来，这是神的地。
Told the church to pray to have this property returned back to him.
该杀的物归给该杀，但是神说这是我的，叫他还给我。
That which belongs to Caesar, but what is mine belongs to me.
所以全教会的四十多天祷告，奉主名叫他还。到了第四十三天，他果然还回来。
So the church prayed for 40 days. On the 43rd day, the property came back to the market.
得到资金，我们没有那么多钱。
And when we came to the point where we needed the financial resources, we didn't have it.
尤其 Intel 跟卖方说，只要教会买不成，我们马上买。
And Intel has already told the owner, if our deal fell through, they're going to come in and purchase this property.
我跟你说 ,Seller 是个犹太人，很会做生意的。
And our seller, he's Jewish, he's a very good businessman.
啊，卖不成，我们卖给 Intel, 他可以卖到1600万，没有问题的。
If he cannot sell this property to us, he could make a lot more money with Intel.
所以我们到了最后一天。
So until the very last day,
对不起，我不是 说只有犹太人会做生意，我是说他们很聪明，神的选民。
Please understand what I'm saying. I'm not just saying Jews know how to do business. They are very good.
成约的那一天早晨，我们还差80万。
And so that morning, before we can sign over the deed, we were still short of $800,000.
神却可以在 last minute 时借的一个基金会，他们有额外的钱，说愿意来帮助我们。
At the very last minute, another foundation said, "We have accumulated this amount of money. We want to help you."
他说：“虽然我们帮助你也可以，但是如果你们赞同我们的负担，将来你们愿意还给我们，我们也很感谢。
So we want to give it to you as an offering, but if you have the ability to bring that money or give that money back to us, we would be appreciative."
后来我们收到钱就优先还给他们，虽然我们有这么多改建的工程。
And then after the property was acquired, as soon as we had enough money that was raised, we returned that money back to our brothers and sisters.
那天下午，国豪跟另外一个人演了一个 action movie， 赶到 Menlo Park， 把支票在最后4:45送到。Title company.
Brother Robin and another brother of ours was playing out a cinematic movie. At the very last minute, they ran into the bank and submitted the check.
那天我们三个长老签完那个字，拿着证书的时候，就觉得从世界王手中夺回来归给神。
And the three elders signed the deed that day, and we lifted up.And we say, this is a property that was in the world. Now it belongs to God.
你们不要以为在这里进进出出、随随便便的，这是神大能的介入。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we do not come in and out of this place casually because God, with a mighty hand, has acquired this place.
然后公听会一次、两次、三次，我不去讲那些政府们怎么样子对付我们。
And the hearing once, twice, three times. I'm not going to go into details of the difficulties that the city has imposed upon us.
到了最后一次是上市议会，市长跟议员一起来表决。
And the very last meeting was with the city council, and it was the last opportunity for them to make a choice.
我们听说那天下午他们已经5-2通过，说决定不通过我们的 case， 要 deny 我们。
That afternoon, we got the news that 5-2, they already agreed that they're not going to permit the church in using this place as a church.
他们欢迎我们，他们愿意帮助我们，但是一再讲说 not this place.
They welcomed us, that they want to help us, but they said no, not this place.
他说，他们议员明说，他说，因为 this is the heart of Silicon Valley.
The city council have very clearly said that this property is the heart of the Silicon Valley.
整个矽谷的中心心脏地方，他说我们不能给你们，我们要给别的大公司。
It is the very heart of the Silicon Valley, and we want to have another big company acquire it.
哎呀，我长话短说，那天同工弟兄姊妹不能都进那个公听会场，他们在外面环着那个城祷告，围绕耶利哥。
And there were so many brothers and sisters we cannot come into that meeting hall, so there were brothers and sisters who were all outside the building, were surrounded in prayer.
圣灵在公听会里面做工，到最后 last minute 的时候，一个老姊妹 Gloria 眼睛都几乎瞎了，一个人规定只能两分钟讲话。
And at the very last minute, the Lord moved our elderly sister, our sister Gloria, and she's been blind most of her life.
我不晓得 Melody 在不在哈，他们永远都扶着她，非常感谢 Melody 跟 Gloria.
A companion with our sister Melody, they were together, coming to our church.
Yeah.Gloria 已经去见主了，他最后两分钟起来，义正言辞地指着义人们，说你们为了利益，你们牺牲，你们违背，把该做的事情没有去好好做，把他们骂了一顿，两分钟。
And that sister got up there and Gloria scolded the city councilman and said, for political reasons, you are not doing the right thing. For 2 minutes, she went one by one and scolded them.
商会会长站在那里看他们投票，因为议员都得买他们的账的。
And there are people that
商会会长这 council
the council of commerce was there watching the city council because to see how they would respond.
就在投票前，有个议员拿过麦克风说：“我来是为了反对你们，我现在改变主意，决定支持你们。”
And one of the members of the city of commerce took the microphone and said, "I actually came with a mindset to oppose you, but I am willing to support this endeavor."
另外一个也接过来，他说我一样，我来是为了反对的，但是我现在改变主意。
And then another one took the microphone and said, I also had the preconceived notion to oppose you, but now I agree.
后来他们告诉我们，那些人官员在那里送各种资料来反对我们的时候，其实他们一直在看我们。
And so at the same time as they had all acquired all the reasons to oppose this project, at the same time they were looking at everyone who was sitting in the room. And they were very, very shocked and surprised that all the young people that were in the room, they were sitting there very quiet.
有大人叔叔阿姨来，或是有别的外人来参加公听会，他们立刻起来让位置。
And there were adults that were walking through the room, or the brothers and sisters from church, or even just strangers. They would automatically get up and let them sit.
我用属灵的话来讲，这些议员们心中的印象就是这是独居的民。不列在万民中。
With the spiritual understanding and description is that this is a special people, not number among the nation.
我们虽然年轻，但是活出王子的尊贵。我们虽然力量薄弱，但是我们却靠着至高者。
They are young, but they live the life of royalty. We are weak, but we are by the strength of the Almighty God.
所以一投票的时候，五比二反过来，我们通过了。
So as they began to vote, the vote was turned the other way around. Five are favorable, two disagree.
过了两个礼拜，再一次公听会要作为永久的记录，他们七比零通过。
And 2 weeks later, all seven of them, by a record, all supported this project.
而且他们通过了另外一个法案，就从此以后 Santa Clara 不能够再有任何类似的改变 CUP， 就是改变场地。
But at that meeting, they also voted that they will no longer allow any light industrial property to amend its usage for church use.
我们是最后一班车进到这里，拥有这块神的土地。
We are the last church that was able to come and get the permit.
弟兄姊妹，每一个巨人都是神大能的介入。
But sister, every single one of these giants was because God intervened.
所以我到外地去，别人说。神那么多神迹在你们中间，但是我更惊讶的是，你们的弟兄姊妹怎么会做这个非理性的决定
？And so everywhere we go, as we share these testimonies, our journey, they were very surprised. But one thing that surprised them the most is that how are you able to make this such an illogical decision?
我们跟他们分享，当神说话的时候
，And what we shared with them is that when God speaks。
我们要做的就是信而顺服。
What we can do is to trust and obey.
我们相信神怎么说，事情怎么成就。
We trust whatever He said He will do.
我们有自己的看法，有自己的偏好，有自己的担心，自己的害怕。在神旨意面前，我们学习放下。
We all have our own worries. We all have our own viewpoints. But in the presence of God, we put all those things down.
我感谢主，那时候教会就是这么同心，大家祷告，祷告又祷告。
I want to thank the Lord so much that in those days. the church was in such unity. We prayed and we prayed and we prayed.
我希望这个传承能够在我们中间传承下去。
Oh, how I pray that this is something that as a baton that we can pass to the next generation.
不光这块地的 property 传下去，我希望属灵的产业能够传承下去。
Not just this property would be passed on to the next generation, but our spiritual inheritance would pass on to the next generation.
所以第一次打完仗以后，我跟神有一个私心的祷告，哈，那神没有听，哈。
So after winning that battle, I had a private prayer and request of the Lord, but God did not answer that prayer.
我说那一个一千人的场地交给下一棒。
And I said, Lord, that area that are unfinished.I'm going to give it to the next generation. Let them do it.
我说因为主真的有太多需要我去专心做，我希望培养下一代去打那场仗。
And I, there's really so much in the kingdom of God that the Lord's placed upon me for me to do, and I want the next generation to fight the next battle.
但是为什么我还是投进来啊
？And so, why did I also still came into this?
当然，第一个我刚才说过，当神说话的时候，我们就是顺服。
Number one is because when God speaks, we obey.
过去我们花了很长的时间，领袖们祷告、寻求交通印证。知道神在我们中间要在做事。
So we spend quite a time praying and asking the Lord, and we know God is beginning to move.
不管我们亏欠神，在 Silicon Valley 有哪个地方20,000平方尺空了15年，完全没用的。
We fall short of the Lord. Is there any area here in the Silicon Valley 20,000 square foot that would be left empty and is not being used?
多少人提醒我们，你们不要白占地图，可以救多少人，可以帮助多少人。浪费在那里。
A lot of people who's come and visited and say, "Don't squander this away." There's so many people that would have the opportunity to come to faith in Christ. Don't leave that place vacant.
尤其神把这个罗马书第九章十五节给我说，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And God encouraged us through Romans chapter 9 that God will have compassion, have mercy on whoever He chooses.
不在乎定义的，不在乎奔跑的，只在乎。发怜悯的神。
It's not according to those who will and how they run, but it is by the according to God's mercy.
第二个，其实也是很重要的原因啊。
Secondly, there's also a very important reason.
神要借着外面的这个工程、外面的建造，叫我们全力做好属灵的传承。
And God wants us to do our very best to be able to through this outward construction to have a spiritual inheritance that can be passed on.
跟属灵的建造。
And also a spiritual construction.
现代人的危机到底添得太多太多太多。我跟你说，如果不让神把我们带到战场、带到风浪中，我们很少。能够第一手的经历，我到底我信的神是谁
？I want to say that the crisis that we have in Christendom today is that we hear so many messages, but until we are placed at the front line in the battlefield, we really would not experience to know who is the God that we believe in.
我们也很少被神显明我们生命的实情。像我们以前第一次买会所，信心不够，祷告不会，然后奉献常常赤字，然后也不知道怎么样同心。
And until we are brought to that place, we don't really know who we are. And we begin to realize in that first phase that we did not pray enough. We don't understand what unity is. We did not understand what offering means.
一打起仗来的时候，所有的本相全部显出来。
As soon as the battle begins to wage, all of our nature begins to be exposed.
但是神显明是为了医治，神拆毁是为了建造。
But God reveals these things for the purpose of healing, for the purpose that He would build up.
那今年呢？神要再做的时候，我知道神是做新事的神。
And again, I know our God is the God who does a new thing.
你们不要听了我们讲的过去就觉得哎呀，跟过去差远了，灰心。我跟你说，神要做更大的事情。
So those of you who are hearing this for the very first time, and I don't want you to be discouraged. I want to let you know that the Lord our God wants to do a greater thing.
神永远是往前的神，幕后的荣耀永远要大过先前的荣耀。
Our God is the God that is always moving forward. The latter glory will surpass the former glory.
我决定相信神在我们中间要再做一个奇妙的事情。
I believe and I know the Lord is going to do something marvelous in our midst.
我们能够有份于神的工作和作为，这是恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we have a part with what God is doing. That is His grace.
第三个，我们为什么又再度投入，是为了后代。立时立柱，让他们不忘初心。
And the third reason as to why we are re-engaging is because we want to establish the pillar, a marker for the next generation, that they will never forget the heart of the matter.
还好我孙子不在，不然他听到初心就是认为 careless， 因为我教他数学，常常说你初心啊，不要忘了初心。
we cannot forget the reason why we're doing all of this.
我给你们看两张图。
And I want to share with you a couple of slides.
这是我们的建筑师帮我们画的一个图。
We did not ask this of our architect, but as they were designing this property, this is what they envisioned.
因为神应许我们，他要用他的荣耀充满在我们中间。
Because God promised that He's going to fill this place with His glory.
下一个图。
Next slide.
这在你们门口就会看到，这是我们初步设计出来的图。
And when you go out of this building, right in front of you on the wall, this is the preliminary layout and design.The rendering of what the building will be.
将来的人一开进停车场就知道这是神的殿，在这里我们高举基督，并他钉十字架。
The moment they drive into this property in the parking lot, they will see this cross erected, and to know that this is the place where Christ is exalted.
以前 Intel 有一个 manager 开车经过我们巴沃斯的时候，看见我们的地址的牌子在那里，他眼泪就下来了。
There was an Intel manager that drove past our property. They saw the signage at the street, and he began to cry.
他没想到在科技中心里面有一个神的殿。
He cannot imagine that in the center of technology, there's a place that is the temple of God.
第三个。
Thirdly,
我们的地址是什么
？Do you guys know the address of this property?
3131 Bowers.
It's 3131 Bowers.
我们原来是3175 Bowers.
We used to be 3175 Bowers.
因为原来跟 Santa Cruz 的学校是同一个号码，我们为了分开来，我们特别要求3131。
We were the same property with UC Santa Cruz property at the time, but when we split,
Bowers 就是敬拜者，而且是屈身敬拜的。
We requested this number. We know Bowers means those who prostrate, and they come and worship.
我希望我们讲地址的时候，不是3131 Bowers 随便过去，要知道我们是在这块地上敬拜神的一般子民。
Do you don't casually allow this number as a reminder for us? 3131. This is the place where God is worshipped.
我的时间到了哈。
My time is up.
后面的那个呼召，我想我们回家自己看，怎么样子我们一起一生。投身于神这个伟大建造的行列。
The calling of God at the very end of this message, I want to ask everybody spend time before the Lord as you go home. How are we be able to be a part of that construction?
我不管你这一辈子活多久。
I don't know how many more days that you will have left.
不管你来到3131 Bowers 只是待一天、待一个礼拜、待一两年、待十年、二十年，我不知道。
Are you here for a day, for a week, for a year, for 5 years, 10 years? I don't know.
我希望只要来到这里，我们就是来朝见、来敬拜神。
I pray that as you set foot in this place, you are here to encounter and to worship the Lord.
只要这个地方存在，我们都在这里高举基督。
As long as this place exists, Christ is magnified.
让这个地方成为福音的一个据点。
And this becomes the rallying point for the gospel.
让需要被装备、被造就的人在这里被造就。
That those who need to be equipped to serve, that they are equipped here.
伤心痛苦的在这里找到属灵的家。
Those who are brokenhearted, they will find a spiritual home.
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
三一神都在这里。
The triune God is here.
他们同心合意的在这里制作我们。
With one mind and one accord, they are building us up.
要把我们建造成为合他心意的居所。
That we may be a dwelling place that is after His own heart.
所以最后两个 slides.
The last two slides.
我这段就不讲了。最后两个 slides. 你是不是真在乎神所在乎的？
Do you really care about what God cares about?
他把一个不能震动的国赐给我们。
He's given us a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
希伯来的作者。提醒我们要感恩，带着虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他。
The author of Hebrews tells us that we need to come to serve him with reverence and a godly fear.
最后一张图。
Last slide.
神整个的旨意集中在他儿子的身上。
The eternal purpose and the will of God is on His Son Jesus Christ.
不管我们来到聚会里面是以基督为中心。
Not only when we come to this gathering, that Christ is the center.
希望我们这些人身上都是带着耶稣印记的。
That you and I, we all bear the mark of Christ.
加拉太书第六章，保罗说：“人都不要再来搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。”
Galatians chapter 6, Paul says, "Let no man bother me, trouble me, because I bear the mark of Christ."
让很多翻译 bear the mark， 我身上带着一个印记，像那个牛羊牲畜盖个章，属神。
It's almost as if we are branded like cattle.
但是有的翻译说我们的 brand， 我们的品牌就是耶稣。
Another translation that our brand is Jesus, is Christ.
希望在这里的每一个人都是高举基督、爱耶稣的人。
That every single one of us are individuals that exalt Christ, that love Jesus.
我们 要祷告，我们先低头。
I'd like to ask everybody, let's come to a time of prayer, let's bow our heads.
虽然我时间要过去了，我不知道中间有没有福音朋友，你还没有接受过耶稣的人。
Now our time for this morning service is coming to a pass, but is there anyone here that have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
多少人来到3131决定打开心接受耶稣做他的救主。
There are countless people that has come to 3131 Bowers and they open their hearts and say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior.
我相信你今天来决定不是偶然的。
I believe that you are here today, not by coincidence.
有没有这样子的人，请你在位置上把手举起来。
Is there anyone?
不要管别人，你愿意接受耶稣，愿意认识这位伟大的神，请你在位置上把手举起来。
I want to accept Jesus, I want to receive this Lord God Almighty, would you raise your hands?Praise God.
感谢主，还有没有
？Anybody else?
感谢主，还有没有
？Anybody else?
主耶稣，我们何等的谢谢你
！Lord Jesus, how we thank you.
我们竟然能够成为神的儿女。
We are called the children of God.
我们竟然能够成为侍立在你面前君尊的祭司。
We are royal priests standing before you.
你甚至呼召我们成为你荣耀的见证人。
And you have called us to be witnesses for you.
让我们能够或吃或喝，都为了荣耀神。
Whether we eat, whether we drink, we do all things to glorify God.
主啊，这块地实在是你赐给我们的。
Lord Jesus, this property was given to us by you.
你要让我们带着感恩的心。
Oh Lord, we come to you with a thankful heart.
也带着虔诚敬畏的心在这里侍奉你。
With a fearful and a sincere heart as we come and worship and serve you.
让全地充满你的荣耀。
That the whole earth would be filled with your glory.
让每一个在这里的为着你的荣耀而活。
That every single one of us live for your glory.
为着你的国。
For your kingdom.
为着你给我们的大使命。
For the great commission you've given us.
为着我们在这个世代所要扮演的角色。
For the role that we're supposed to play in our generation.
主啊，兴起你的教会。
Lord, raise up your church.
是的，因为有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
Yes, glorious things are spoken of you.
你爱锡安胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
You love Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
哦，让教会真成为你的居所。
That the church may truly be your dwelling place.
让我们要盖的Bethel 真成为 the house of God.
Oh yeah, this Bethel will call the is the house of God.
一切荣耀归给神。
All the glory be given unto God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Whenever I hear.Whenever I hear about this story of how God has led this church in the past, I'm just filled with such unspeakable thanksgiving and gratitude that God, at one point, that he called his church to follow him in faith.And we responded. And because of that faith, because there was a small group of brothers and sisters who followed him in faith, he was able to do the impossible and establish a church here for his kingdom. And there's also a longing in my heart.That as God is calling us again to step forward in faith, that there will be a new generation of brothers and sisters who will respond and say, Yes, Lord, we will follow you in faith, so that God can again do the impossible, so that he can again be established here in this city and to use this church and this building and this land and every single one of us for his glory. So we're going to stand and sing this song together. I invite you to sing in English or Chinese, but we're going to We're just going to let this be our prayer to God this morning, that he would establish his church, that he would use us to be light in this land. Our prayer of dedication, and let your glory.